This episode of It's Super Effective is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter the promo code POKEMON at checkout. With 24/7 support through live chat and email, you'll fall in love with Squarespace. Plans start at $8 a month and include a free domain name if you sign up for a full year. Squarespace is simple and easy to use and great for any Pokemon trainer around. We thank Squarespace for their support of It's Super Effective. Squarespace. A better web starts with your website. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and with me today is no one. It's just me. I have a pretty exciting treat for you guys. The people producing the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions Tour concert thing. Those guys, I was chatting with them. They're very super cool dudes, but they sent me all the sample music that was featured throughout the internet in the past 2 weeks. They sent me all the audio files so I could feature them for you guys today. So I'm going to do a little bit of talking. Got a little bit of stuff to cover first, but then otherwise, I'm just going to end the show with all the sample music that was sent over. I thought about introducing each song in between, but then I don't know, that would kind of take away from the listening experience, and so we're just going to string them all together just so after you guys are done hearing my annoying voice, you can just listen to all the amazing music for the Symphonic Evolution stuff. But before we get to that, a couple things I wanted to cover. First is I sincerely apologize that there hasn't been episode 151 in the last couple weeks. We did get you that mini show, but personally, I've been just very busy with work stuff, and hopefully that should come to an end in the next day or two. I just had a very big work project that got delayed a couple times, and because it got delayed, I had to keep working on it to get it done, but it's supposed to be done tonight. So other than that, we do plan on recording episode 151 for you guys this weekend. That's my goal because next weekend I will be at Gen Con in Indianapolis. So if you guys are going to Gen Con and you want to meet up, you all know my Twitter handle. It is at Dragging a Lake. So you can reach me there. I would love to meet up with any fans that are also into board gaming and stuff. That would be really cool. Following Gen Con, I'm actually moving into a new location. I feel like if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I move a lot, which is fine, but I will be moving, so I will be out that week as well. But as discussed before, 151 is our hiatus episode, so after that we will take a short 1 to 2 month break. We might still be able to squeeze in a couple mini episodes for you guys, but we will be back before Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, as well as we plan on doing a Kickstarter to fund the next 100 episodes to cover the Johto series, I guess we'll call it, because 151 will end the Kanto series of the podcast. I really didn't think I'd make 151 episodes, but here we are, 4 years later. Speaking of 4 years later, Pokemon Podcast just celebrated our four-year anniversary just a day or two ago. I guess we could have done a blog post or something about that. 4 years, maybe not as exciting as 5 years, and like stated before, I was very busy at work, but I think some of our listeners already knew or were excited about that, and actually I'll probably make a tweet about it today. So happy birthday, It's Super Effective. You are 4 years old now. As for Pokemon news, there hasn't been much lately. The Pokemon World Tournament is coming up in about 10 days, from recording this. So if you are going to be there, you have a lot of things to look forward to. Of course, meeting a bunch of amazing Pokemon fans, but also the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions are going to be taking place on Friday night, and they did announce another date for Saturday night. It looks like the Friday show sold out. So props to all you trainers that are one, going to Worlds, and two, supporting the show. Because if Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions was able to sell out, they would open up more tour dates and more venues, and it's looking like that's going to be the case. So hopefully, if you are not from the Washington, D.C. area or the other area it got announced, which is slipping my mind right now, but if you're not in those areas, we're hoping and it's looking like they are going to tour to other places if those weekends are a success, which I think they will be. That's, I think, all I have for you guys now. I just wanted to let you know about the things that have been going on. So hopefully, like I said, expect episode 151 this weekend. If you are going to Gen Con next week, please message me on Twitter if you want to meet up. Would love to meet up with you guys. Gen Con is the same weekend as Pokemon World, so if you are going to Pokemon World, please have a great time. Meet some new friends, go to the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions, enjoy your weekend in Washington, D.C. Afterwards, again, we're taking another week off, and that's when our hiatus will begin. But we do plan on doing a Kickstarter, and I want to give a big thanks to the guys running the Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions. They were nice enough to send me these audio files so I can share them with you guys today. And so, in the proper order, we're going to do the songs as Pallet Town, which was featured by Tamahashi Hiroka. I probably got that wrong. Sorry, I'm really bad with names. Following that will be Team Rocket, which was featured by Glitch X City. Then it is the Red and Blue Battle Melody, which was featured by VJ Wits. Then we have Victory Road from Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. That was featured by Nintendo Fan for the win. Following that was Preview 5, Falling Ashes, which is Route 113 by Chugga Conroy. Preview 6 was the opening of Diamond, Platinum, and Pearl, and that was featured by the National Dex. Preview 7 was Farewell, Ends Farewell by Nate Wants to Battle. Maryland featured the last one, Preview 8, which was the Battle with Red. So those are all the YouTubers that featured those songs. And if you're not big into YouTube or you haven't heard them yet, you can hear them right here on It's Super Effective. So enjoy the music. Thanks for listening, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed that music. And again, a big thank you to the producers and the guys over at Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions for giving It Super Effective a chance to feature all this music once again. And yeah, I'm excited for episode 151, so hopefully you guys are excited for it too. As always, this has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are super effective.